British Army drafted in to build camps for illegal migrants. By Nathaniel Charles on January 21, 2022. The British Army has been tasked with building temporary hostel-style migrant camps on British soil to house up to 30,000 illegal channel migrants from next month. Priti Patel, the British Home Secretary, has told Conservative MPs that the British Army could be starting work on building new accommodation to house up to 30,000 migrants on Ministry of Defence (MOD) property within a matter of weeks, the Daily Mail reports. The construction of these camps is estimated to cost the British taxpayer in the tens of millions pounds. But government sources speaking to the Daily Mail insist it will be cheaper than the ongoing cost of housing illegal migrants in four-star hotels. The total cost to the taxpayer of accommodating illegal migrants in Britain in the 2020-2021 recording period was £1.4 billion. Over 28,000 migrants entered Britain in 2021 and over 940 illegals have been intercepted by UK authorities so far in January 2022. Previously, when the government attempted to house illegal migrants in an army barracks on MOD property, the migrants burned the barracks down due to complaints about alleged poor conditions, despite British soldiers previously staying at Napier Barracks without a problem. Political commentator and director of Conservative digital platform Reasoned, Darren Grimes, told Breitbart London that the government needed to get a grip and sort this, the migrant crisis, out. Why, at vast expense, should Her Majesty's Armed Forces be focusing their attention on building makeshift housing for those who have entered our country illegally? We know that, even if their application for refuge is denied, they still remain in our country, Grimes said. The government ought to get a grip on this at a time when homelessness is a real issue and younger Brits can't afford to get on the housing ladder themselves. On this issue, the government appears weak and is found wanting. If Boris wants to revive his premiership, he really ought to sort this out, Grimes continued. Luke Doherty, the chairman of the Orthodox Conservatives, a grassroots movement advocating for social conservatism, when speaking to Breitbart London, branded the government's latest efforts to tackle migration a complete failure. Here we see yet another example of the government's complete failure to control the migration crisis and regulate who enters in Britain legally and safely. This latest intervention proves the disastrous and expensive repercussions this issue has, Doherty said. Doherty also called for the government to start considering tougher action, such as sending illegal migrants back, instead of using the British taxpayers' money inappropriately on schemes that do not respond clearly or effectively enough to the challenges at the border. Alongside the British Army's new role of accommodating migrants, the Royal Navy has also been drafted in to take control of all border force vessels in the English Channel in an effort to tackle Britain's migration crisis. However, this move has already been questioned by Conservative figures, with Brexit boss Nigel Farage branding it as an expensive taxi service in an exclusive comment to Breitbart London. The Daily Mail claims that a major concern with the Royal Navy's takeover is that it may permit the government to stop publishing the figures of migrants who arrive illegally in Britain, as numbers will be released at the Ministry of Defence's discretion. Doherty additionally weighed in on this issue and said by refusing to release the data on daily figures, the British government has made an implicit admission that they have lost control on the issue. Political commentator Sophie Corcoran also spoke to Breitbart London on this matter and questioned why the Conservative government is planning on hiding the figures. The only reason the government will stop publishing the figures is to hide their shame over the fact they cannot get a grip of the crisis in the Channel, Corcoran continued. Corcoran demanded transparency from the government, saying, "The people deserve to know. The Conservatives were elected on the promise of getting a grip on migrant crossings, so they should be transparent about whether they're achieving that or not."